damn, Tune.
All right. What's happening, man? It's your boy, Tune OD. And we back. Festival Survival Series, baby. We're going to do this one a little different. Solo, Gonzo the Warrior. I was out doing some wild stuff right now. So, just going to kick it like this, all right? Next topic. How do you keep up with your festival crew? Now, story time. Once upon a time, I was raging out with all the homies, probably about 20 of us. We were all supposed to kind of mosh pit at the same time, you know, kind of flood the stage on the count of three. You know, I was the festival leader. I count to three, I jump in, I turn around, nobody be found. I never find my homies for the rest of the night. End of story. So, for this to not happen to you, right, you know, you got to do things a little different. So, we're going to go in and talk about a few ways to keep up with your festival crew that I wish I had known at that point. You know, things would have gone a lot different. First and foremost, in the festival, as you already know, if you've been, you know, keeping up with this series, you're probably going to lose reception on your phone, right? You're not going to be able to call anybody, not going to be able to text anybody. It's just too many people all in the same place at the same time in the middle of nowhere. You know, cell phone towers can't really handle it. So, you know, it kind of works out like that. So what do you do? Here you go. Here's number one option, which I would have known about, right? There are these apps that you can text people via Bluetooth. So what I would suggest, number one, get yourself a Bluetooth text messaging app. Keep your phone charged so you can communicate with people throughout the festival. Now, what I don't know is, I'm sure you can't be like 100,000 miles away from somebody and try to text with the Bluetooth, but you know, you're a couple, you know, 50 yards away, something like that. You know, you can send your boy or your girl or whoever a text, and you know, you'll be good. So fire chat is one that, you know, I hear about a lot. Also, I think there's one called Bluetooth chat, but you know, check it out for yourself. So number one, get yourself a text messaging app to keep up with your people, right? Number two, set up meeting destinations in case you guys lose each other. What does that mean? Okay. We are going to meet at the bathrooms by the Ferris wheel. If we don't see each other for a period of 20 minutes or more, that's where we're going to be at the end of whatever set. Now, what you want to do, you want to make sure that you're meeting up at a place that's like, there's only one of those. So if it's a bathroom, like, let it be the bathroom that has the flaming statue of the phoenix rising from it on the totem pole. So, you know, you don't end up at every single, you know, different bathroom looking for your festival crew, right? So set up a meeting destination. That's definitely gonna help you out. Camping, big one. When you go camping, make sure you know your street name, right? So typically, if you're never going camping at a festival, they'll have names like Brazil Avenue and 3rd Street, and that's where your tent is, right? So if you ever get lost, it's very easy to backtrack and find your way back. Now, if you don't write down, your camp crossroads, you can be walking through that festival for hours trying to figure out where it was that you camped out at, and you might end up freaking crashing with some randos, or you might just end up crashing out on the lawn. I've seen it all, right? So remember your campsite, remember your address, write it down somewhere. I wouldn't suggest the phone just because your phone might die. So maybe write it on a piece of paper, or if you got like a business card or something in your wallet, something like that, you know, write it on there so you won't forget, you know, how to get back to your campsite, right? Cool. Let's talk about totems a little bit, right? For you guys who don't know, a totem is that big pole that you see people walking around with at festivals that, you know, typically they have like some kind of decoration, or maybe they have lights, or, you know, different things on them. Those are totems, right? You make them at home. They're super cool. You know, they make for like the best pictures ever. You know, if you get, you know, the selfie, you know, you got the lit totem in your hand, like, you know, you're pretty much like rave famous or festy famous or concert famous or whatever. And you get clout for days. Now, that's not what we're talking about the totems for. The reason we're talking about the totems is because they are an essential key to keeping up with your festival crew. Yes, one person in your crew needs to have, or it would be ideal to have some kind of totem, because it gives people a point of reference, right? So if you go down to tie your shoes, you lose your people, you look up for that totem. You know what I mean? Like, you're not looking for another actual person. You're actually just looking for this totem. You know, when you see that totem, that's your crew. You walk towards the crew. You can see it sticking out above the crowd. You know what I mean? Up to the festive guys. You know, they're pointing down like, go here, right here. So, yeah, totem, that's lit. You need a totem. All right. Have an actual watch that works, right? Why is that? Here's why. There's a good chance that your phone will die at this festival. It's very likely that your phone will die. If your phone doesn't die, you know, maybe something gets screwed up with, you know, the wireless transmission, and then your, like, time starts to just, like, be all, you know, janky, you know, and it's really, like, 5 p.m., but it says that it's, like, 2 p.m., because it didn't update or something like that, right? Have a watch so you know what time it is at all times. If you lose your phone or whatever, you still know what time it is. You know what time you say you're going to meet somebody, and you don't end up getting screwed and left behind, right? Cool. Plan for traffic delays in the field. What does that mean? Here's what I mean by that. You and your boy, you and your homies split up. He wants to go catch Kendrick Lamar. You want to go catch, you know, whoever, right? Big Sean or freaking R.L. Grind, whatever it is you want to catch. Y'all don't want to catch the same set, is my point, right? So you guys say, hey, 5:30, we're going to meet up here. Like, I'm going to catch this set. You're going to catch this set. At 5:30, we're going to meet up at, you know, the bathroom with the flaming Phoenix coming out of it. Cool. You know, hey, you know, it probably take you about 20 minutes to get there. You go to the absolute front of Kendrick Lamar's set, right? How long do you think it's going to take you to leave that set when it's time for you to leave? You got to account for the traffic in the field. That's what I'm saying. So account for that. You know, you got to meet them there at a certain time. Maybe leave 20 minutes earlier than you even previously planned, just to account for all the traffic and all the crazy stuff going on in the festival. So he doesn't get there. It's like, oh, did my homie leave? And you don't get there. Like, oh, did my homie leave? And then, like, everybody's like, nobody's actually even gotten there yet. But both of y'all leave, and then you never find each other because your phone died, and you don't have a watch, and you didn't get a fire chat or anything like that, and nobody has told them, and you're pretty much screwed, and everybody gets left at the festival. Nah, for real. No, I hope that never happens to y'all, but, you know, I'm just saying, though, right? So another good way to keep up your festival crew, take group bathroom breaks. Even if nobody has to go, you know, designated time, hey, after this set, we're all going to the bathroom. We're going to catch these two, you know, sets. And then after that, we're going to do another bathroom break. We're going to the bathroom with the Phoenix, you know, flaming Phoenix, right? Go to that same bathroom, take group bathroom breaks, you know, group water refill. So the person with the camel pack doesn't like wander off to go fill it up while everybody else is doing their thing and then never finds them again. You know, that'll be pretty messed up. It's like one guy that's like super hydrated and like 20 people just pretty much dying for thirst and dying in the middle of a festival. That sucks. So yeah, group bathroom breaks, fill up your water, you know, do what you got to do so you can get back to doing your thing. That is key for sure. And last but not least, you guys have to make this pact. I wish I would have done it because it would have saved me a lot of heartache, right? You need to make a no ditching manifesto agreement. Like, you know, like I don't know if you ever played sports or anything, you guys all kind of get in the huddle, put your hands like in the middle of the huddle and somebody says some crazy chant. Like, yeah, do that, but about not ditching your homies. You know what I mean? So pretty much what that means is, hey, we're all agreeing. We all came here together. We're all going to leave here together unless somebody explicitly says, hey, I'm not leaving with you guys. I'm going to do something else. So that way, even if you don't find your buddies and it's time to go, you know he didn't freaking ditch you. You guys have made this pact that you guys are not ditching each other no matter what. So that, you know, everybody looks out for each other and everything ends on a good note. All right? There you go. How to keep up with your festival crew. Tune OB, Festival Survival Guide. Never get left behind again. Follow me. You already know TOONEOV. All social media. Slide in the DMs. And we out.